This is Biotech Now, your source for news and knowledge about biotech innovations that are transforming our world. Biotech Now is produced by the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO.
Welcome to another edition of Biotech Now. This is Tracy Cooley, and today I am with Dr. Carol Schubert, who is the Executive Director of the Bioscience Association of West Virginia. Welcome, Dr. Schubert, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be here and to add something to Biotech Now.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization.
Yes, I just recently started as the first executive director with the Bioscience Association of West Virginia. I'm extremely excited about this opportunity and to be able to contribute some of my expertise and knowledge back to West Virginia, the state that I grew up in, and to hopefully contribute to the growth of the bioscience sector within West Virginia. And the Bioscience Association of West Virginia is a very new and nascent activity here within the state. It was actually formed in 2009 and incorporated as a 501c6 nonprofit in 2010. So we're new kids on the block.
And tell us a little bit about biotech in West Virginia.
Yes, as you know, Tracy, in the past, the economy of West Virginia has been based to a large extent on the use of its natural resources, coal, oil, natural gas, and on its forest and farming within the state. And this is still true today, but as the biosciences and biotechnology industries grow in West Virginia, we hope that this will supplement this economy. But I think it's even more important that the advances or potential advances in the treatments for the prevention and treatment of chronic health issues, including new medical devices, diagnostics and services, will contribute to a better quality of life and improved health and wellness for West Virginians and for mankind around the world. As you know, West Virginia suffers from some of the highest rates of chronic health issues, late onset diabetes, obesity, cardio and cerebral vascular diseases, certain types of cancers, as well as neurological and degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. I know this, the importance of this, because both of my parents are elderly and both suffer from diabetes, neurological disorders, and cardiovascular disorders. So this is comes to roost very closely to me because of my personal experiences with these disabling disorders.
And tell me from your perspective, what do you think are the major growth areas for biotech in West Virginia?
I think in terms of major growth areas, there were a number of opportunities that were identified as part of a Battelle study that was supported by Tech Connect West Virginia. And these included agricultural feedstocks and chemicals as well as diagnostics. But I think if we really look broadly in West Virginia, that there are tremendous opportunities for growth, not only in diagnostics, but in therapeutic drug development, development of chemopreventive agents, as well as increase in service providers and development of research tools such as the LACI mass spectrometry system developed by Protea Biosciences here in West Virginia. I think there are also opportunities in the agricultural and forestry sectors in green technology, in bioenergy and biofuels, as well as environmental remediation.
And then turning to the future, what do you think are, what do you think is the outlook for biotech in West Virginia?
We're extremely optimistic and positive about the outlook for biotech in West Virginia and about the potential contributions from the biosciences in West Virginia to the state's economy and to society in general. There are a number of new therapeutic treatments possible, as well as medical devices and services coming out of the research activities of our major research institutions, West Virginia University, Marshall University, as well as a number of smaller universities and colleges, and from the biosciences sector in general. And we believe that these will contribute positively to the state and to the country and to the world as a whole, providing promise for the future of man and better health and wellness.
And we know the Bio International Convention is coming up in Washington, D.C. Can you tell us about your plans for, we're just about a week out, can you tell us about your plans for that event?
Yes, we're extremely excited. As you know, this is the first time that West Virginia will actually have their own pavilion at the Bio Convention. And I like to look at it that we're excited like a kid in a candy shop. It's not that we haven't ever had any candy before, but we've never been in a place where there's so much candy and so many different types of candy. And so we're extremely excited about it. We have a number of organizations that will be represented, including West Virginia University, Marshall, HATCO, the Development Real, the Real West Virginia Foundation, Vandalia Research, Progenesis, Corgenix, Protea Bioscience, Trax, TechConnect West Virginia, and others. And so, but I think the thing that we're most excited about is that we will be hosting a reception on the afternoon, on Tuesday afternoon, June the 28th from 3:30 to 4:30 at the West Virginia Pavilion. That's booth 2443. And we will be hosting our honored guest, Senator J.D. Rockefeller and Senator Joe Manchin. I think we'll be the only state having both sitting senators there at the Bio Convention. And they will be talking about opportunities within West Virginia and plans for the future in terms of promoting the biosciences within West Virginia. So we're extremely excited about this opportunity, and we hope that many of those attending Bio will come by for the reception.
Before we wrap up, do you have anything else to add?
We just look forward to seeing everyone there and hope that people will join us for the reception and let us everyone know that we are wild and wonderful about West Virginia.
Well, thank you for being with us, and we hope to see you at the upcoming convention.
Thank you, Tracy. Have a great day.
Thanks. And for more information on Bio West Virginia, please visit biowv.org. And for more information on the Bio International Convention, please visit convention.bio.org. And thank you to all of our listeners as well. For Biotech Now, this is Tracy Cooley.
Biotech Now is a production of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO. BIO member companies research and develop innovative technologies that help feed, heal, and fuel the world. Visit us on the web at www.bio.org.